So we're here with forward from Florida State basketball, Matthew Cleveland. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Obviously, you're on a tear right now, offensively, rebounding, 5 double-doubles straight. You're the first person since 1991 to do it here. What does that mean to you, and what work did you put in to be able to do that right now?
It means a lot to me, really, like the first person to do it. And like it's like history, basically, in 31 years. So just means a lot. And I just feel like the switch I had, it was just when Cam Fletcher went down, he was our leading rebounder. So we had to have someone step up. So that was my mentality going into each game. It's just hunt rebounds so we don't have to give up. If we have good defensive possessions, we don't give it up to the offensive rebound.
Yeah, and obviously you've improved a lot of your things, especially the three-point percentage. 17.9 last year, 42.8 right now. What came about that in the summer? Who did you work with? Maybe RJ Barshoot, who came as a player development coach?
Yeah, so mine was like, it was like right after the season ended, like a week after I had gotten to the gym. And Coach Jones was the first one to tell me, because my hand was on, used to be on the front, like my offhand used to be on the front of the ball. He's like, just put it on the side of the ball and see how it feels. So I did that for a while. I even had like, I don't even know what it's called, like you put on your thumb, it will hold your hand in place so you couldn't touch it with the other part of the ball. So it was just that, and I would do that like 3 times a day, shoot over like 1,000 shots a day. So I just have extreme confidence.
So you had like a routine of doing 1,000 shots a day, and it was with Coach?
Before CY left, I was working with CY, and we would come twice a day for 40 minutes. And then once he left, then I would just come on my own and just really form shoot for first. Like I didn't shoot jump shots for like over like a month until like it started feeling really comfortable and felt like my own jump shot. And then once I did that, then I would shoot 1,000 shots in the morning and then come back at night and shoot 1,000 shots.
And was it like you were shooting with both hands or you were just like robotic with it? It wasn't smooth or something like that?
Yeah, it just wasn't smooth because it was like I would try to take my offhand off the ball early, which would like I would lose control of the ball. So I had to change that so I could have more control of the ball.
Yeah, and obviously you're one of the most athletic players on this team, maybe one of the most athletic in the ACC. How does your shooting help you now and maybe create you like an all-around player like that?
Yeah, I feel like it does a lot because now people have to respect it. So if you have to step up more, then I have different moves in the arsenal that I can go to or just shoot it now. So it just adds like an all-around point to my game.
Yeah, and just like we were talking about with RJ Barsh, I wanted to get your opinion. You coach, I mean, I talked to a lot of the players before. What are your thoughts on him? I know he's a player development guy. What do you think he brings to the table here?
He brings a lot. He brings like a different feel. Like he's a wonderful coach. His feel is different. He brings a lot of energy, but his is more like on the mental side of things and like preparation and day-to-day things. So just listening to like the different strategy he has, really has, especially over his last month and a half, has really helped me. And like meditation, I started doing that because of him. So just like the different things that he brings, like mentally, have helped me a lot.
And you spoke about meditation. What do you guys do pregame? Maybe what if you changed pregame to be able to help you on the court this season?
So one thing I changed from the beginning of the year to now is I don't listen to music anymore pregame. It's because I try to be as calm as possible, not be like hyped up.
Yeah.
I know that's probably weird, but I try to be like as calm as possible going into games so my mind is like fresh and ready to go before games. So I've noticed that's helped me a lot.
And I mean, you're a sophomore now, so obviously you're more calm getting into the game, so that helps you out. But with the music, it kind of like riled you up when you were going in.
Yeah, it was like made you hype, and then once you came down from that, it was like a different feel. So just like not listening has helped me a lot. And I run through the game before we play the game in my head right before I go out on the court. And that just helps me stay calm. So I see the game before it happens.
As a sophomore, you obviously have to have a more of a leadership role. I mean, this is kind of a young team with Chandler Jackson, Tom House. What have you taken in that leadership role? And how did Coach Ham talk to you about it before the season?
He was just saying there's a lot of freshmen coming in and you were in their shoes last year. So you got to give them things that can help them so they don't have such a long process as it may have took me. Because for me, I didn't really like for this the system and how much we do and defensively, I didn't really get it till like January. So like all of it. So for them, I was just trying to give them like different things when they first got here so that their transition was smooth and they could just play confident.
Yeah, you're talking about not getting it till January. What are your thoughts on this system of the switching on the defense and everyone takes the ball at the court? It's not really common in many other college basketball teams or even just any basketball team. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I love it. I feel like if like you have the players here, like we have, like we have a 7 foot guard, like Bob was a 7 foot guard. So if you have the skill and capability to do it, then I feel like it's really beneficial for us because it gives us a lot of freedom on the court that anyone gets rebound, you can push it, switching, it allows you, especially our big man, to show they can guard or us to we can guard any position. So I like it a lot. And it's like, it's more what the NBA is trending towards. So I like it.
Yeah, and talking to you about Baba, what are your thoughts on just him coming back? What can he bring to the table for Florida State?
He brings a lot. Like he's, like I said, he's a 7 foot guard. Like he knows he's the best IQ is really high. His energy is really high. And he's just a great teammate all around. So he's someone that's going to bring a lot of confidence and energy to our team on defensive and offensive.
What was he able to do for you guys? Even on the energy side, we would see him just kind of hype you guys up before the games. What was he able to do when he wasn't playing?
So he would be part of like our green team. So he'd be like on the scout team and he would be like, just, he would play like it was a real game in that situation to help us get better. And then he would constantly be talking to us, giving us confidence, like before a game, during a game, and be in timeout. So just like his ability to be a teammate has been great.
It's probably the best player you've seen on the green team, right?
By far.
I mean, a 7 foot guard you see on the green team, you don't see that every day. Talking about the other freshmen, I mean, Chandler Jackson, Tom House, they're kind of coming into it. Coach Ham talked about getting Tom House more reps, more shots, because obviously he's a great shooter. Chandler Jackson just being more confident. What can you say about those two?
So I can say they, from when they first got here to now, it's been a big difference from what I've seen confidence-wise and just knowing our system. So, and I still, like, they're freshmen, so it's like it's an adjustment from where they came from, being like the best players on their team. And, like, we do a lot of details here, so might not have seen that in high school. So just their confidence and ability to be willing and open to learn has been really good to see. So,
and talking about learning, I mean, you had to have spoken with Coach Ham before the season. You were, I don't know if you were testing the waters or you were seeing if you were going to come back. What was that process like and decision to come back?
I knew I was always going to come back because especially we didn't have the year we wanted to last year. And I'm someone that wants to win. So just not having the year I wanted to have last year, I always knew, like, there was no testing the water for me.
And you knew that you had to, I mean, talking to maybe NBA scouts, other coaches, just talking to these coaches right here, you had to improve on things like shooting, which you have done today.
Yeah, definitely. So that was definitely something like my, they say that you want to have everything that you can have so you should be ready to leave. There's not something that you're leaving out on the table showing, like they call it bad film. So you're not showing things that maybe they could want to pass up on you on, so you have everything. So that's always been in my mind too.
And one of the players that left early, John Butler, great player last year for Florida State, pretty solid shooter, another 7 footer that can handle the ball, do a lot of those things. I guess just Florida State breeds those, but what can you say about him? Have you talked to him about the NBA process? And do you still, I mean, keep in contact of what he's doing over there?
Oh yeah, me and John are really good friends and he likes Portland in this situation. So he thinks it was his best decision. And if he thinks that, then I think that as well.
And you came into the 2021 class with a lot of those players like John Butler, Jalen Worley, Nyheim McLeod. Can you talk about those guys and the step that they've taken in their sophomore season? I mean, if you can do one by one, like Jalen Worley, who has obviously gotten more confident. We saw last game, I think we both know that he doesn't shoot the ball very often and he shot the ball very well.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so that's something he's really been working on is his shooting and getting his confidence shooting. And I see him in here every day. So I know it's just a matter of time before it starts to click in the game. So I'm just, and especially Nyheim, we've been challenging Nyheim lately to, you know, just pick it up. So it's just been, it's been fun to watch, especially Nyheim accept the challenge and have a game like he did last game and, you know, accept the challenge from us. And it was just really cool to see. We know, like, if Nyheim picks it up for us, then we could be really good because he's like a big key to the team. Like, 7'4", can move his feet, athletic, catch lobs, has great hands. So we know, like, if when he brings all his aspects to the table, it's like, it's scary.
Yeah, you talked about him taking another step, but Cameron Corn got the starting role. I mean, what can you say about Cameron Corn and maybe Nyheim kind of having a chip on his shoulder now that he's coming off the bench?
Mm-hmm. I would just say it's like a tandem, you know? Like, Cameron Corn is really good and really skilled and just really physical. So it's like they're both like a tandem. Like, when one comes out, the other comes in, then it's like it's really good for us. So I feel like he just has a chip on his shoulder just from us trying to win now. And that's like all our chips on our shoulders now.
Speaking of winning now, that obviously should, I mean, it's happened more in the last month, and that should keep going when Baba comes back and when everyone starts getting more comfortable. Do you have any personal goals and obviously team goals heading into the second half of the season?
Just to win our ACC games, which is all we have left, but just to keep winning the ACC. So, you know, we didn't have the start we wanted to have, but once it's ACC play, we're 3-2 now. So if we just finish out the way we know we can finish out, then we can turn the season around.
Have they talked to you guys about how important these ACC games are? Because, I mean, to get into the NCAA tournament, you need to have as many of these games or maybe do good in the ACC tournament, how important that will be?
Yeah, definitely. We talk about these as like one-game tournaments since we didn't have the start we wanted to have in like the non-conference and the conference are like two completely different seasons. So we were saying like if we just played as one game tournaments and take it like a national championship, then we'll be right back where we want to be.
And heading into the final stretch of the season, I mean, you've obviously had a great season. I had rookie of the year last year, I mean, sixth man. So what are you looking to do at the end? I mean, maybe you're testing the waters, maybe you're looking at going professional, but what are you looking to do before you leave?
Really win. That was my goal when I came here, was to win. So before I leave here, that's all I want to do is win. So that's really what I'm looking for.
And what do you think NBA coaches and scouts can look at you at? What do you want them to see you as?
Just a winner. Someone who's willing to do whatever it takes to win.
So are we going to get more of that maybe in January and the rest of the season going forward?
Definitely. We're all, as a team, we're all growing and learning and playing together better. So we definitely see ourselves growing and getting more confident.
Yeah. So you see them getting more comfortable. Obviously, Florida State has been doing better throughout the season. Matthew, that's all I have for you today. Any other thing you have for Noel Nation